send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me on your holy mountain to your dwelling place. Alleluia, alleluia. Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Greetings to you, wherever you are, wonderful listener, and welcome back to the new episode of Time with Father Felix on Mary's Castle Podcast.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Monday of the fourth week of Easter. Acts chapter 11, verse 1 to 18. John chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. The apostles and the brothers in Judea heard that their pagans too had accepted the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, the Jews criticized him and said, "So, you have been visiting the uncircumcised and eating with them, have you?" Peter, in reply, gave them the detailed points by point. "One day when I was in the town of Joppa," he began, "I fell into a trance as I was praying and had a vision of something like a big sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners. I watched it intently and saw all sort of animals, wild beasts. Then I heard a voice that said to me, 'Now, Peter, kill and eat.' But I answered, 'Certainly not, Lord. Nothing profane or unclean has ever crossed my lips. What God has made clean, you have no right to call profane.' This was repeated three times before the whole of it was thrown up to heaven again. Just at that moment, three men were sent from Caesarea, and the Spirit said to me to have no hesitations about going back with them. I had scarcely begun to speak when the Holy Spirit came down on them. 'God,' they said, 'can evidently grant even the pagans repentance that leads to life.'" My dear brothers and sisters, discrimination brings disunity among various groups, and hence it should be avoided. Discrimination should be avoided because we are all creatures of God. And the episode of Peter and Cornelius points powerfully to the theme of inclusiveness in the book of the Acts as a whole. Do not call anything created by God as profane. You may not like it, but it is a creature of God. The Gospel. Jesus said, "I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but enters in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The shepherd hears his voice. One by one, he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought them out, when he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of a stranger." My dear brothers and sisters, the use of a gate was what differentiated the shepherd from the thief. By describing himself as the gate, he is promising his hearers three things. One, salvation. Anyone entering God's presence through him will be saved. Two, safety. The shepherd will protect the sheep as they graze, in the same as those who enter God's presence through Jesus will be protected. And the third is satisfaction. He promises that those who enter through him will find pasture, that is food, that satisfies their everyday need, spiritual and physical. Let us pray. Father, through the obedience of Jesus, your servant and your son, you raise a fallen world. Free us from sin and bring us to the joy and last forever. Amen. I still remain your servant, driven for the fellowship of the peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit too, Father.